The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
How'd you get Betsy to bed, honey?
Yes, fine. I had to read a story to her.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why children always want you to read the same story over and over and over. You think they'd want to hear something new.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we were the same way when we were kids.
Oh, yes, I guess so. I remember one I had called Peep the Sunshine Fairy that I just loved.
Peep?
I think I still had it somewhere in the attic, too. Who are you talking to on the phone?
Oh, Mr. Rogers, he's coming out.
Oh, fine. What's the present situation?
Well, he said he thought the plans for the new house were all set. Now he said he had to discuss some of the details, you know, like fixtures and all that.
Really? Already the house hasn't even started.
I know. That's one of the duties of an architect, apparently. He's got to know exactly what the house will cost, and he submits the plans to various contractors, and they bid for the job of building it.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm beginning to get worried, though. Seems to me this place is going to cost a lot more than we bargained for.
Oh, it'll be worth it, dear.
Worth it, darling. That is hardly the point. We got to have money to pay for it.
Yeah, we can always cut down on something, you know.
Look, I haven't found anything yet that you're willing to cut down on. Every time Mr. Rogers makes a suggestion, you say, oh, no, I've got to have that. We'll cut down on something else.
Well.
You'd better start making out a list of things you're willing to cut out.
Oh, I think architects get excited about things, and you do too, dear, really. And I have several suggestions that I'm going to make tonight.
What?
Well, I think I'll wait until Mr. Rogers...
Now, look, for the love of heaven, don't start changing the plans again.
I'm not going to change them. What I have to suggest should make a bit of difference to the plans. He can just draw the lines out a little bit further, that's all.
Now, what do you mean by that?
You see what I mean, dear? You get all excited.
I'm not excited.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Well,
now, stop worrying. I'll take all this up with Mr. Rogers.
Feel great? Well, with no extra effort, you can do even better than that. Simply stay with us on CBS Radio and let our road show starring Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney raise your spirits a notch or two higher with every tuneful visit they make. 11 times a week on most of these same stations, Bing and Rosemary drop by with a cheery hello and a song. And every time they do, things go from better to best. These unabashed optimists are on the air 7 days a week, adding sparkle to your work days as well as your weekend. As your daily routine has been getting you down, pick up a fresh slant on life with Rosemary and Bing. If your weekend plans call for festivity, celebrate in style with them, too. Their songs are as fresh and as friendly as the flowers on an Easter bonnet. Today, tomorrow, every day, there's always a refreshing road show starring Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney on its way to you. Don't miss the next one, tomorrow.
Now, you see what I mean, Mr. Rogers?
Well, yes, I
thought you weren't going to change the plans.
No, not changing the plans. There you go again, now.
Look, for Pete's sake,
all I want Mr. Rogers to do is make the living room 2 feet wider.
Honey, don't you understand? It isn't just 2 feet.
Yes, it is, dear. That's all I want, just 2 feet wider.
Well, if I may say something?
Yes, of course.
I'd like to explain to your wife that making a room 2 feet wider is rather complicated.
Why?
Well, you see, for one thing...
All you have to do is extend each end here 2 feet and then build the wall, which you were going to do anyway.
Well, it isn't as simple as that, if I may say so.
No, darling, don't you understand?
No.
Actually, you're not simply adding on 2 feet. You're really adding on 35 feet.
No. You just don't understand. I only want the room wider. Just 2 feet. What difference does 2 feet make?
We ought to make a whale of a difference.
No, I don't see it at all.
Let me try to explain.
Yeah, you go ahead, Mr. Rogers. I'm certainly not getting anywhere.
Well, let me try to put this as simply as possible. You see, the joists that we'll be using...
What?
Joists. The beams we use for support.
Yes, beams.
Well, they're not strong enough to make the room wider. We'd have to use heavier joists.
Oh, it's all right. Then go ahead and get heavier joists.
Well...
Can't you get heavier ones? I mean, don't they come heavier?
Oh, yes. It's just that, well, when we are trying to cut down...
Well, I don't understand. If you can get heavier joists, what's the problem?
They cost more.
Oh, well, naturally, dear, I can see that. But let's cut down on something else.
What?
Honey...
Just what?
I'm afraid my husband gets a little excited about things like this. He's much more of a pessimist than I am. He's such a worrier, aren't you, dear?
Yes, well, he does have a point.
Well, of course he does. But 2 feet, just 2 little feet wider on the living room can't possibly make that much difference in cost. And, dear, think how much nicer the living room would be 2 feet wider. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Well,
wouldn't it?
Yes, dear, yes, sure. But
I don't even admit it. Not so. We'll cut down on something else.
What, for example?
Dear, not
what?
Dear, are there any other problems, Mr. Rogers?
Well, yes. I'd like to know about the bathroom fixtures. If you're going to have colored fixtures or the plain white.
Oh, colored, definitely. I thought perhaps pink. What do you think, dear?
As a matter of fact, I hadn't even thought about it.
Well, I'd like to know your selection so I can put the cost down before I ask for bids.
Well, yes, I think in the downstairs bathroom I'd like pink.
Oh, I don't think pink's very good. I'm too feminine. Why not green? Green's always good.
Yeah.
Here's the various shades they come in.
Oh, this orchid is nice.
Oh, no, no, honey, I don't want orchid.
Yes, well, a pale green's all right with me. As for the downstairs bathroom, unless we had black fixtures might be very stunning, dear.
Oh, no, yes. No. It'd be like a black car. You'd have to be constantly polishing it.
Oh, yes, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
But in our bathroom upstairs, honey, I'd like pink, with pink tile. And pink shower curtains, or maybe a contrasting shower curtain, I think.
Well, I think I ought to mention.
Or blue. What do you think about blue, dear?
Darling, I don't care. Actually, this is one thing I'll just let you decide.
I think I ought to mention that colored fixtures cost about $60 or $65 more than the plain white.
Oh, well.
What?
Yes, there is a difference in...
$60 or $65 more than plain white?
Yes, there is a...
Well, look, we're not going to spend any $65 more per bathroom to have colored fixtures.
I definitely do not want plain white, dear. I just don't. Well,
well, that's, of course, for you two to decide.
Plain white?
What is wrong with plain white?
I don't like it. That's what we've got now, and for heaven's sake,
you can take a bath in a plain white bathtub just as well as a pink bathtub.
Well, the same thing.
Well, of course, you don't have to definitely decide on this now if you want to take your time and talk it over.
No. There isn't going to be any talking over at all. Boy, this is one thing I'm going to put my foot down on.
I have always wanted a pink bathtub.
No, that is nonsense.
I have
that
always
nonsense.
Wanted a pink bathtub, and one thing I said to you, if you will recall...
Perhaps I'd better leave you two to talk this over.
If you will recall, I said, you know, that we're building our own home, let's have attractive-looking bathrooms.
Well, you can certainly have an attractive bathroom without pink or green or orchid
zinc plans with you.
That's why I wanted the bathrooms a nice size, particularly ours, so it could be used as a dressing room too at one end. But it isn't going to be an attractive dressing room unless we have colorful fixtures. Why, all the pictures in magazines...
Well, naturally, the pictures in magazines show colorful pictures. They cost more.
Well, what do you think? We'll call tomorrow night.
There's no point in building a new house if we aren't going to have it more attractive than the one we have now. We might just as well not build
at
all.
Look, you keep saying you've got to cut down on something else. Now, what is this something else you keep talking? Just answer me that. No, I'll pin you right. Just answer me that. What is this something else?
If you're going to be that way, I will tell you.
No, you see...
I think perhaps I'd better say goodnight.
We can certainly cut down on some things like cement and reinforcements.
I think if I come back out tomorrow...
What do you mean cut down on cement and reinforcement?
Every time I want something, you say we can't afford it.
Darling,
but when you want something like a retaining wall or something, you say we have to have it.
We do have to have a retaining wall for Pete's sake, don't we, Mr. Rogers? Mr. Rogers? Where are you?
Well, I was just getting my coat on.
Oh, look, will you please explain to my wife that we do have to have a retaining wall for Pete's sake?
Well... I just soon stay out of it.
Look, don't we have to have a retaining wall?
Well,
I put the question to you.
Yes, I'm afraid you do.
There. You hear that?
Oh, you men always stick together.
Stick together. Look, this retaining wall isn't something for my personal pleasure, for heaven's sake. Just what do you think a retaining wall is? Do you know?
Certainly I know.
All right.
Just what does that have to do with a pink bathroom, which is what we were discussing? You talk about women changing the subject.
Oh, I just say goodnight.
I remember very well when we first talked about a new house.
Look.
Very well. I said, goodnight, Mr. Rogers. I said to you.
I am not spending $65 more.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. When plain white will be just as good.
Well, I'm not going to discuss it anymore. I've had my heart set on a pink bathroom. I even bought the shower curtain.
Bought the shower curtain? We haven't even built a house
yet.
Well,
I found just what I wanted, so I got them. Well, you do what you want to do. It's your money that's building it, so you can have just what you want.
Look,
I'm going
I
on up to bed, and I don't want to
I don't know what...
it anymore. You can have your white fixture and your old retaining wall.
Oh, honestly. Well, Mr. Rogers, I guess... Mr. Rogers?
Seth, where is he?
Oh! Mr. Rogers! Yeah, Mr. Rogers, wait! Well, wait a minute! Wait a minute!
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Truth may not always be stranger than fiction, but it can be just as interesting. On CBS Radio, where programs like Answer Please and The World Tonight are heard regularly, truth really comes into its own. On Answer Please, Douglas Edwards answers questions sent in by listeners with no holds barred on topics. The World Tonight is another feature on CBS Radio that deals with facts in an exciting and adventuresome way. The World Tonight takes you where the most important news stories are breaking every evening. Hear The World Tonight on CBS Radio this evening and discover what lively listening the truth and nothing but the truth affords.
Now, let me see if I've got it straight. That's green in the downstairs bath and pink in the upstairs.
Yes, pink, that's right. Suppose you think I'm sort of a weakling for giving in to her.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm a married man myself.
Oh, well.
Yes, it's sometimes better to give in on the smaller things.
Yes, yes, I know. You hate to ruin your marriage over a pink bathtub or a white bathtub. I mean, that's all.
Yes, indeed. And that's not as funny as it sounds. You'd be surprised. With almost every house I've planned, I have the same trouble every time I mention bathroom fixtures. Both the husband and wife want colored fixtures until I mention the difference in price. Then the husband wants white.
Yeah, and then there's the row about it.
Oh, yes. And usually it winds up like this.
Just like this. Yeah. I don't know. She seems to feel it's somehow more wonderful to take a bath in a pink bathtub than in a white one. I don't know why. Oh, I thought she had gone to bed.
No, I came down to apologize. I heard you two down there. I'm sorry, dear. Really,
No, it's all settled, darling. You're getting your pink bathroom.
Oh, darling, no, we'll do as you say and get the
No, 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 look, it is settled. It is settled now. Now, let's get on to something else.
Oh, goodness, I never realized building a house was so complicated.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed.
And from now on, dear, I will defer completely to your judgment, since I really don't know much about it anyhow.
That's right, dear. Well, thank you, sweetie. Now,
I do have just one teensy-weensy little suggestion.
Yes, dear?
Well, since we are building a garage anyhow, darling, why don't we just raise the roof a few more feet and put in two little guest rooms? They could be tiny, with a slanting roof on...
Sweetheart.
It couldn't possibly cost much more just to raise the roof
sweetheart.
A bit, could it, Mr. Rogers?
Well, it would run into...
Look, if you make one more idiotic suggestion like that, I'm going to raise the roof around here. Now, you and I and Mr. Rogers have gone over and over and over these plans night after night. It is already costing
me
thousands...
I don't see, darling, why it couldn't be raised just a few feet.
I believe I'll just say good night.
Yes, yes. Good night.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with John Gibson as Mr. Rogers, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door. Thank you.